On this day in history, February the 19th, in 1807, former Vice President of the United States of America, Aaron Burr, is arrested and tried for treason in Wakefield, Alabama, and confined to Fort Stoddard. On this day in 1846, Austin, Texas, the newly formed Texas state government, is officially installed. The Republic of Texas government transferred power to the state. We have to remember, when this war started to get Texas away from Mexico, this war began because Mexico had freed their slaves 40 years earlier, and Texas wanted slaves. Americans who went to Texas wanted to keep their slaves and have slaves, which is why this war was fought. This is a day in 1847, the first group of rescuers reached the Donner Party. Remember that very famous story you might have heard about the Donner Party that began eating their fellows to stay alive as they were lost in the mountains? On this day in 1876, Thomas Edison invented the phonograph, or at least he patented on this day. And on this day in 1919, W.E.B. Du Bois and others, including Richard Wright, founded the first Pan-African Congress that took place in Paris. 57 delegates from 15 countries from across the globe came to found this Pan-African Congress that would demand that Europe move quickly to begin to decolonize African nations. They had a second Congress and a third Congress, a fourth one, a fifth one, all the way up to 1944. And the 44 one included Kwame Nkrumah, George Padmore, and many others who were Hastings Banda. W.E.B. Du Bois was, and that one too, he never missed one of these. This led to the movement to end colonialism in Africa. So this is a very important movement we don't hear very much about. On this day in 1942, there were movies made about this. 250 Japanese warplanes attacked a city called Darwin, Australia, killing 243 people. And on this day in 1942, again, this is the day that Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the Executive Order 9066 that allowed the United States military to begin incarcerating and relocating Japanese Americans in internment camps. On this same day in 1976, that order was rescinded by then-President Gerald Ford. Took a long time to get to that. On this day in 1945, the very famous Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II, where 30,000 U.S. Marines landed on the island of Iwo Jima. Of course, that's where the very famous symbol of America, the raising of the flag, came during this battle. On this day in 1963, a very important publication was made in terms of the women's movement and women's rights and creating discussions across America. This is the day that Betty Friedan's The Feminine Mystique was first published. On this day in 1965, working at their Abbey Road studios, the Beatles made that song, You're Gonna Lose That Girl. On this day in 1986, the Akare Patu massacre took place. The Sri Lankan army massacred 80 Tamil farm workers. This led to the beginning of the revolution against the Sinhalese by the Tamil Tigers that were created during that time around 1986. On this day in 1992, John Singleton was the first African-American director to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Director and Best Screenplay for a really seminal film, Boys in the Hood. And this day in 2002, during the Winter Olympics, Vannetta Flowers became the first black gold medalist in the history of the Winter Olympic Games. On this day in 1896 was born André Breton, one of the great French poets and philosophers, as well as in 1924. On this day was born Lee Marvin, and one of my favorites, all of our favorites of all time, one of the great music writers who wrote some of the best soul hits ever made, great soul hits of all time, besides singing them as well, when he sang and helped lead the Miracles. On this day in 1940, Smokey Robinson was born. And speaking of the Miracles, on this day in 1940, Bobby Rogers, who was one of the singers in the Miracles, was born, and unfortunately passed away much too early in 2013. That's this day in history. You can go to steinershow.org and see what will be the rest of this day in history and more about these events.